It's our continuing coverage of Pella basketball, powered by Hy-Vee, here with head coach of the boys, Derek Schulte, following another wild Little Hawkeye Conference night, 62-57. And, Coach, we looked at the first 9 minutes of this game. I'm sure you'd be very particularly excited and thrilled. Your guys played with a ton of energy, turned defense into offense, just like we saw in that late part against Gilbert. But another big run against your team, and credit Newton. Their defense turned things up a little bit. Your guys weren't quite ready to respond. They got this game to a one-possession game several times. On the flip side, your guys battled back, and you're able to come away with a 62-57 win over Newton. Your thoughts about a topsy-turvy way to end 2024, and you come away with a win in a really tough gym.
Really excited with the start. I thought we were sharp on both ends of the floor. We got out in transition. We shared the basketball. We got great shots. And that's the type of start on the road that gives us a little cushion there, and it's what we needed tonight. Obviously, unfortunately, in that second quarter, that was a different story. And I thought we struggled with a little next play mindset, lost a little composure with it, and give Newton credit. They responded in an excellent way, and Bauer shot the ball extremely well tonight and got them right back into it. And what we talked about is you give Newton that opportunity to get back in the game, that second half is what you're going to have with them. And because they're tough at home, they got scrappy guys, and they're making shots. What I was proud with is our ability to respond every time they did cut it to a one-possession game. We said after last Thursday with this three-game week, we're going to find out a lot about this group. Where are we at? And what we did find out is we have a ways to go, but this group is tough. And stayed together and found a way to win multiple times this way in different ways. And that's going to be key for us as we move into 2025.
And, you know, again, I think the exciting part probably for you, Coach, is you do have a flash, right, like at the beginning of the game. It's not like you played, you know, necessarily poor or anything like that for the entire game. But on the flip side, I'm sure there's going to be some talks about especially perimeter passing and things like that, especially considering that's how Newton got back into the game, or a lot of unforced turnovers. He had 20 tonight, and I'm guessing a lot of those didn't come off of deflections. It was just poor passing.
You're exactly right. To get a Little Hawkeye Conference win with 11 assists and 20 turnovers, that doesn't happen very often, especially on the road. And so we're fortunate we made enough plays to overcome that. But it's a trend that we've seen here in December that we've got to get rid of. And valuing the basketball is one of our core principles that we continuously focus on. Some of this is just we've got to learn to play together and just be a little slower with our decision-making. And once again, if we can learn from it and win, we're fortunate.
And again, not that you didn't expect that you'd have some talent on your bench, but it's another player coming off of the bench who really saves you at the end. Tegan Hoekstra, a huge fourth quarter, especially defensively, with some big block shots and some rebounds, including the offensive rebound that ultimately iced the game. Had a couple of really nice buckets and some free throws down the stretch. It's not that we don't think that Jack, who had foul trouble tonight, or Braden, or some of these guys won't have huge games. They will. We know they're coming. But boy, oh boy, it's got to be, I think, mostly exciting that it's been your bench who really this week has come up with some of your biggest plays.
Yeah, I mean, Tegan was excellent tonight. He impacted the glass. He impacted scoring inside, hit key free throws. It's fun to see him play with that confidence tonight. You know, we did have some pretty good balance. I think we had three in double figures tonight again, and Braden led us with 14. It was good to see him be aggressive and get going. That was a step forward. And then, hey, just the balance and depth we get off the bench. You know, we felt really good in our first rotation to keep that momentum going, and they play a key role in us. We're just still finding our way to close out games, and it's never going to be a perfect 32, but it'll get a lot better once we start valuing the basketball, and then hopefully defensively we can do a little better job of containing penetration. Their penetration from the top hurt us all night. That led to some threes, led to some layups and fouls, and so containing the ball is also something we're going to have to focus on over break.
Here with Pella Boys head basketball coach Derek Schulte, following a 62-57 win over Newton to end the 2024 calendar year. And again, that's, I think, the overarching message. We're not making excuses about how you got to this point or whatever it is, but to be 4-2 considering the schedule, I'm sure you would have been fairly happy with that, playing Grandview Christian and some of those elite teams anyway. And the fact that all those games have been close probably is going to pay off when we start seeing those same close games as you're getting towards that February stretch.
we didn't want this one to close the gap, but the more experience we get in tight situations, whether that's at home earlier this week against Gilbert, on the road tonight, those are going to benefit us because we're learning game situations both on the offensive and defensive side. You know, hopefully one of these nights we can pull away and really explode, but let's take advantage of these learning opportunities while we have them.
And it sets the stage for what is to come. And I know we keep talking about the potential of this team, right? Guys stepping into new roles, football hangover, all the above. But now you have 2 weeks to heal up for those guys who are a little bit banged and bruised up still from clanging all the way to 13 football games. And you also have a lot of young players in the bench that were learning their roles as they went. And now 2 weeks to really sharpen, so to speak. And a couple of quick ones out of the break that you and I will talk about over the New Year's week. But opportunity feels like that 4-2 is definitely not the best that we've seen in Pella basketball yet.
I agree, man. You know, I think break brings us two things. One is a break. Our football guys have been going hard, and even though we gave them up to 5 days off, not everybody took that, and you're still rolling from a really good and long football season right into basketball. And so for us to get some time off from now through Christmas is going to be great, both mentally and physically. And then we come back, and we've got a week to prep for two tough games, but that's improvement time, and we get a really focus in on a couple areas we got to get better in, and we're excited for that.
Well, and we're not going to get too far ahead on the schedule, but a Knoxville team that's been much improved, and when you look at BC Moore, is obviously, I think, you know, certainly feeling good about themselves for the first portion of the season, and then Western Christian looming, who right now feels like they're the favorite in 2A, right up there with Grandview Christian for that potential clash. So not to get too far ahead on the schedule, but there's no breaks once you get past this break, so it's important for these guys to soak in some time, I'm sure, for the holidays, but then realize that once we get out on January 3rd, that it's not like we're walking ourselves into a JV matchup.
No, we've got two big games right away. Knoxville, obviously very talented this year, undefeated last I saw, and so we know the challenge that will be over at their place on that night. And then Western Christian, one of the best teams in the state, rolled through the 2A state tournament last year to win the championship, didn't play a close game. They're the favorites this year as they return their top players. When they offered to come down and we got a 20-second game, and we did that because, once again, we've always said we're not going to shy away from playing the best. That's what we learn from. And so that's a great opportunity to see one of the elite teams in the state in measuring stick early in January.
That's head coach of the Pella Boys basketball team, Derek Schulte. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch wrap up 2024 with a win, 62-57 over Newton. Coach, appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll get to see you during New Year's week, where we'll get to do our mid-season check-in, or not even quite, only our third of the season check-in this time around. Appreciate your time and enjoy some rest.
Thanks, Andrew. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.